doesn't really matter if we're married. It doesn't matter if it was consensual. The law is what the law is.
The constitutional rights of a child, you know, are far more paramount than the constitutional rights of a sexual predator.
The laws that are being passed are not making anybody safe.
Authorities say that California has the highest population of registered sex offenders.
They could be living right next door to you.
A sex offender, a predator, right there on your doorstep.
Megan's Law requires convicted sex offenders in California to register their names, home addresses, and other personal information on an online registry. It's supposed to make people aware of dangerous sexual predators in their communities.
I was convicted of a 288C1. Which is commonly known as statutory rape, the lewd and lascivious act with a child.
This man is on the registry for statutory rape. He chose to remain anonymous to protect his family, so we'll refer to him as Joe. Joe is stuck on the registry for life, even though the alleged victim of his crime just so happens to be the woman who married him.
My parents found out about us being together, and my mom decided to press charges. It was all consensual and everything.
She was a minor, just shy of 16 at the time. Her then-boyfriend went to jail and had to register as a sex offender for being with her. But they stayed together and even got married when he was released.
It was actually illegal for me to be anywhere near her for 3 years, but she waited for me and I waited too.
The situation might sound extreme, but it's not that uncommon.
There's two consensual teenagers that are having sex, perhaps 19 and 15, a 19-year-old boy. That 19-year-old boy can go to prison and remain on the registry for the rest of his life.
Janice Bellucci is the California state organizer for Reform Sex Offender Laws Now. California is one of only four states with a lifetime registry, and Bellucci is trying to help offenders who she believes shouldn't be on it at all.
You can be put on the registry because you urinate in public. Children have been taken to jail for sexting, and they can be put on the registry.
Data from the California Department of Corrections shows that chances of a registrant reoffending are extremely low.
95% of the people on the registry never recommit a sex offense.
It's just asinine that the laws are what they are.
These days, somebody on the registry is being treated like a leper, and nobody wants to be around them, nobody wants to touch them, nobody wants to, you know, be in their presence, breathe the same air that they're breathing.
Joe and his wife have to deal with nonstop harassment from those who see him listed on the registry.
I don't know if they're going to send somebody out there to kill us.
They did send somebody out there to beat me up.
We had to put a temporary restraining order on a neighbor.
While Joe and his wife feel that their punishment is too harsh and undeserved, law after law continues to be passed, only making things more difficult. Mission Viejo is the most recent of many cities in Orange County adopting tougher measures for California registrants this year.
Crimes against the child is unforgivable.
Councilwoman Kathy Schlicht introduced an ordinance banning sex offenders from public parks and beaches without permission from the county sheriff. It was passed unanimously.
We're not thinking from a logical and rational place. Instead, we're acting from fear.
There's always been stories, especially this summer, about child predators in the area. So it was like, there isn't any need to further study the issue, let's move forward.
And it's always terrible when a child is assaulted. There's no doubt about that. But the fact is, we need to be very careful in the laws that we pass. We need to be surgically precise in the laws that we pass.
If there's a constitutional issue, it will be handled, you know, through the courts of law. But in the meantime, let's get the legislation or the ordinance in place.
Most of these crimes are actually, and I'm talking about the sexual assault of children, occur in the home.
This is true for the very case that prompted Schlicht to pursue the ordinance.
About 10 years ago, a child was kidnapped and murdered in Orange County. Her name was Samantha Runyon. She was abducted, I believe, from her home.
This new ordinance, combined with previous California laws, make it difficult for sex offenders to find anywhere to live.
Registered sex offenders are not allowed to live within 2,000 feet of a school or a park. And so the unintended consequences of that is that a lot of them have become homeless. And so they are congregating in parks because there isn't anywhere else for them to go.
They can't live within those areas, and then they can't go to the parks. Mm-hmm. Was there any consideration for where they would go after that?
Maybe they become prisoners in her own home. But it's a law that they have to live with.
Anybody who's been in prison, when they come out of prison, we want them to be rehabilitated and we want them to be productive citizens. It doesn't make any sense, and it does not serve society well for them to be jobless and homeless.
Joe and his wife now live in a trailer park, and Joe hasn't been able to find a stable job since he had to register. Because they live in California, Joe's status as sex offender is permanent.
We're together, we're married, he did everything he was supposed to do, and it's sad to live this way.
There have been some efforts to reform California's draconian laws. This past January, Assemblymember Tom Amiano introduced a bill for a tiered registry.
What we have in California is a one-size-fits-all, and it's very counterproductive. If you really want to effectively pursue and prosecute the most horrendous crimes, you are cheating that process by wasting these very scarce resources and enforcement mechanisms.
Opponents to the law worried that reforming the registry would allow serious sex offenders to slip through the cracks if there was even the possibility of getting off the registry.
People are being timid around an issue like this and immediately think, if in any way you step up to the plate and say, maybe we should do this better or differently, that they would be accused of being pro-sex offender.
What we are asking our lawmakers to do is to stop and think. Don't act from emotion, stop and think. Look at who are the dangerous people. Where do these incidents occur, these attacks occur? And let's target legislation there.
The lawmakers didn't listen. Amiano's bill was defeated 41-19, and for now, the registry will remain clogged with relatively minor offenders who face humiliation and threats every day of their lives.
I'm scared all the time. I'm worried maybe sometime in the future there could be something that can be done possibly for our situation.